Welcome to this, the fourth show of PC Tech Radio. I'm in the studio by myself again today. Vishal is very, very, very busy with his uni work. This is The Proclaimers, and I would walk 500 miles. I'll be with you right after this. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm watching, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, when I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Okay, that's The Proclaimers there, and I would walk 500 miles. Now, I have a few apologies to make the last show. I made a few mistakes, and one of the big mistakes that I made was, it's not, who did I say starred in Hot Tub Time Machine? It's not Kevin Spacey in Hot Tub Time Machine, it's actually John Cusack. I was told that today by a good friend who basically almost had my guts for garters for that mistake, because he's a big John Cusack fan. I think from the trailer and looking at a few clips on the internet, this is going to be a hilarious movie. Stars a couple of one of the actors out of Miss March. His character name was Horsedick.mpeg. Now, for those of you who have watched Miss March, it's an absolutely hilarious movie. I believe it's tongue-in-cheek, and it's all with the best intentions. Now, I did promise that if I could get hold of this track, this next track, it would be it would be great. So please bear with me while I get my words out. I'm on my own again in the studio. Vishal, as I said, is very, very busy. He's got a lot of uni work to get in to complete this year. So, Vish, giving you a shout out, knowing you're not here. But hopefully we'll see you in show 6. There is a change to the schedule. I will explain after this next track. This is I Can Go On, I Will Go On, featuring Vanessa Hudgens and Everything I Own.
Because I have seen the future, and their name is I Can't Go On! I'll go on!
Give it.
That was Everything I Own by I Can't Go On, I Will Go On, featuring Vanessa Hudgens. I think that's an absolutely awesome track. And that is from the movie Band Slam, which is also a great movie. Quite funny in places as well. I'm going to cover some basic PC maintenance today. Two programs, Disk Cleanup and UniBlue speed up my PC. They primarily do the same thing, so that's why I've put them at the start of today's show for basic PC maintenance. Now, Disk Cleanup is available on every version of Windows, I believe. Even 3.1 had a basic version of this. Now, on the later versions from 98 onwards, it can be found on your Start, Accessories, and under System Tools. And now, under Vista, which is what I run on my laptop, unfortunately, I wish it was XP, but you know, you can't have everything nowadays. When you click Disk Cleanup, it pops up with a box saying Show My Files Only, or files from all users on this computer. Now, that second option needs administration permission. So basically, you have to authorize the Disk Cleanup to do the actions that it needs to do. I always do it for files from all users on this computer. I click OK, another box comes up, and I just make sure all the boxes are ticked. And then underneath that, it shows me what space I will get back once the cleanup is complete. But I'm skipping ahead of myself there. Once you click OK, when it pops up with needs permission, it will give you an option of which drive to choose. Now, if you're doing it on your desktop and you have two drives, one to store all your music, movies, or whatever you have on your PC, you can only do one drive at a time. So say for example with mine, I have an external hard drive, so it will be C and F. Now, I always do the C drive first and then F. So what I do is I click C, click OK, and then it takes a couple of minutes to calculate how much space it will free up on your C drive. So just let it do what it needs to do, and then it will pop up with the box with all the things that it's going to remove. Now, I always make sure all the boxes have a tick in them, and then I click OK. And as I stated, it will state underneath, once you've ticked all the boxes, it will state underneath how much space you will get back on your hard drive. Mine yesterday was 3.38 GB, so that's quite a lot of information. Basically, Disk Cleanup removes all your temporary files, all your browser cookies and things like that. It gets rid of the ones that you don't need. So it just frees up more space on your hard drive, which is superb. And again, because it's on Vista, it will pop up with a box saying, are you sure you wish to permanently delete these files? And then just click Delete Files. If not, then click Cancel. But I always click Delete Files. And then this will free up, once you click Delete Files, this will free up the disk space that it stated. I normally run this scan once a week with all the other scans that I do, my antivirus, my UniBlue scans with all the UniBlue software, and ScanDisk and Disk Defragmenter. Depending on what I do during the week on my laptop, I may run it once or twice. It all depends on how much usage I'm getting from my laptop during the week. So I normally run it about once or twice a week to clear all the temporary files out and everything. So basically, that's Disk Cleanup for basic PC maintenance. When I come back after this track, I'm going to give a few shout-outs. Just to let you know, the track at the start of the show by The Proclaimers, I Would Walk 500 Miles, I'm dedicating to that that to my big sis. I know she loved that tune when she was when it came out, but and I know she's going to kill me for saying that, but you know, it's all a bit of fun, it's all taken in jest, so hopefully she enjoyed that track. I'm going to play New Kids on the Block now, and then when I come back I'm going to give a few shout outs, so I hope you enjoy this one. This is New Kids on the Block, You Got It. Was the New Kids on the Block there, and You Got It. Now, there's going to be a change to the show's schedule. Now, I know you're all out there expecting to hear me and Vish go toe-to-toe with VLC versus Jet Audio in show 5. Well, seeing as Vishal is very, very busy with his uni work, that takes precedence, and he needs to get that in, so I'm going to give Vish a break. And we're going to get one of our co-hosts to come in, who I'm going to call the Mac Daddy. He's going to enjoy that one. This is Ash. He's one of uses Apple Mac, and he's going to come in and advise about Apple Mac software processes, Linux, and things like that. I'm not up on my Apple Macs because I'm a PC user myself. So we're going to try and come up with a fun style, and he's bringing some of his own tunes in to play on his intro show. We're also going to try and get our other co-host, Roger Wingate, in sometime either next week or maybe 1 week in May to do his intro show as well. Ash does have a PC Tech Radio email address, and that is ash@pctechradio.com. You can email him your questions about Apple Macs, software for Linux, and things like that, and he will endeavour to answer every one of your emails. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be a good show, the fifth show, because we're going to try and liven things up a bit, and so you don't hear me droning on for what seems to be an hour. Now, this show today is going to be music orientated. I'm going to try and throw in a few computer PC advice today, but I'm going to do some of our music reviews today as well. One being Selena Gomez and The Scene, and her new album Kiss and Tell, and Miley Cyrus and her new album Time of Our Lives. So I'm now going to play Billy Ray Cyrus, and this is Thrill Billy. Hope you enjoy it like I have.
Friends on the back, old boy skinny dipping on an old wood dock. Starting up a bonfire with gasoline, seeing who can get higher on a rope swing, burning up your new tires in a parking lot. Let me tell you right now, just in case you don't know, that's Thrill Billy. Off a barn roof into a haystack, sipping on some homebrew, sitting out back thinking it'd be cool to build a submarine. Dragging down a two-lane with your lights off, hopping on the freight train at a feedlot, raising you some big cane in John Deere green. Here comes Bubba on his four-wheeler. Hey man, y'all watch this. That's Thrill Billy. Oh!
That was Billy Ray Cyrus there, and Thrill Billy. I'm really, really enjoying his new album, Back to Tennessee. It's really starting to grow on me, and that song is actually quite a catchy tune. Now, a lot of my friends will probably say, oh God, here we go, David's bad song choices. But at the end of the day, again, as I've stated, I'm going to play music I like, and whether it's catchy or whether it's corny, I don't really care. I really, really like that album, but obviously when I come to do my reviews, in the music reviews, I have to be objective, but unfortunately I may waver to being in favour of things. I know Vishal's probably tearing his hair out right now. So, right, the next thing that I'm going to give a shout out to everybody on the Facebook group. Thanks for being a part of PC Tech Radio. To all those who have downloaded the show so far, I'm going to give out an apology for the bad audio in show 1 and 2, and if there's been any bad audio in show 3, and the mistakes that I made, I do apologise, it's my old age. I received an email here at the studio asking if we're going to get any of the artists that we are reviewing on the show, any of their albums or tracks or whatever that we are reviewing on the show, are we going to get them into the studio? Now, whether this is one of my friends messing about, I don't know. But I'm going to answer it as though it's a genuine email, because I think it's only fair. Matt Round will hopefully be coming to the studio end of June to give an interview on what influences his music style and what impressions he thinks of PC Tech Radio. Not only that, we're going to give him some feedback from yourself. So we want your questions for Matt for the end of June. So all the email addresses are on the Facebook group, so please send your emails so we can pass the questions on to Matt so we can answer them on the show that he will be on. Again, coming back to the email I received, I think if we were to I can always try and ask and be polite to see if Selena Gomez, Vanessa Hudgens, Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift and Billy Ray Cyrus would be available to come and do a short interview or come and talk to us on PC Tech Radio. It would be absolutely amazing, but to be honest, they are celebrities and they have very busy schedules. We have to understand that. Miley Cyrus may be filming, so will Selena Gomez, and they may have, we're only a small operation here at PC Tech Radio at the moment, and I don't think the studio is in any capable condition at the moment to receive guests of that calibre, but I do appreciate the email, and I will contact their agents to request to see if they would like to come on the show. In fact, I might put a challenge out there now, because I don't know whether this will be passed on to them, but I'll put a challenge out there. If I can get Vanessa Hudgens, Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift or Billy Ray Cyrus to come on the show and do an interview, I'll put a challenge out there to everybody on the Facebook group. If I can get them to come to the studio, I would like your questions, sensible questions, ladies and gentlemen. And not only that, I'll lay a challenge down to Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus and Vanessa Hudgens. If you have a laptop computer, bring it with you, and if you have any problems, we'll fix them on air while interviewing you about whatever you would like us to interview you about, because at the end of the day, it's a bit scary. But again, I will say that the studio is in no condition to receive such stars in our midst, so to speak. Now, another I'm going to move straight on here. Another program for basic PC maintenance that I use, that I've mentioned on the previous shows, shying away from the shout-outs I've just given. But thank you for that email anyway. I'm going to move straight on. I have mentioned this software in the previous shows. It's the UniBlue software, and Speed Up My PC. It does a similar thing to Disk Cleanup, but it goes that little bit further. Now, you can obtain this software, all of the software, from www.uniblue, which is spelled UniBlue.com. And basically, what this will do is it will speed up your PC. I'm going to take you through how I do it on my laptop. Now, after you've installed it, your PC may need to restart. So restart your PC, and then when you get back onto your desktop, you'll see the icon for it. Double click the icon and it will show a system overview. Now, this will be in a status of low. So what I do is I click on each individual thing in the system overview first. I don't click start scan, and I will explain my reasons in the conclusion for that. What I do is I click memory first, and then you'll see you'll have two options. You'll have free up RAM. RAM being the operative term for your memory on your PC or your laptop. Or you have deep RAM recovery. Now, I always click deep RAM recovery. Trying to get my words out there. This will then perform the scan and then say in an info box, memory optimized successfully. I do apologize. After the scan is complete. Now, that just frees up memory that is basically doing nothing. It's not operating any system or anything like that, so it's just basically sitting there doing nothing. So it just frees that memory up for your computer to use. Now, then what I do once that scan's complete, I then go into the CPU option on the system overview. Now, this I'm going to explain very, very carefully. When you click on it, it will show a graph, and that graph represents what your CPU usage is at that moment in time. Now, if you click on Application Booster, which is at the bottom of the page on Speed Up My PC, it will list programs which will be shown under subheadings of app name, memory, which is the memory CPU memory that it's using, and CPU. Now, this has a plus and minus. Now, you can increase or decrease your CPU usage for each of these programs listed. Now, what I always do, it will only allow you to reduce it to one sort of dot. So I always reduce everything I can to one dot. Now, the only thing that I leave well alone is when you get to it, is something called winit.exe. I always leave that full for the simple reason that is part of the Windows operating system. And I always leave winlogon.exe on full as well, because that will, that is, if you have a password, it will take ages to log into Windows if you reduce it down to one. I think when I first installed the program, it took 2 hours for it to actually load up Windows, due to the fact that I'd reduced it all the way to one. Now, some of the programs listed will not allow you to reduce any further than what is shown. The simple reason is it needs that amount of CPU memory to run itself, so it won't allow you. So don't get frustrated if it's not reducing down, it won't allow you to do it. And then basically what I do is, once I've gone through my entire list of programs, I then click back, and then if the graph was all over the place, it would be nice and lowered and reduced. So that's the CPU section of this nice bit of software. You've also got internet. Now when you click on this, this allows you to optimize your internet bandwidth. When you go into this, you've got two selections at the top. The first one will be your wireless or your internet connection, and then it will give you, that's the first drop down menu. The second drop down menu is the speed that it operates at. So if it's 10 meg or more, then it's 10 meg or more. Just select the things that are relevant to your internet connection, whether it be wireless or wired internet connection. A box will then appear and say your internet settings have been optimized, and then basically what I do is I then go back to the system overview panel. I'm going to take a song break because I don't want to be talking for too long, and basically on shows where I'm on my own, I want to break it up with as much music as possible, just for your enjoyment and for my enjoyment here in the studio. This one is a very, very good tune by John Farnham. I think I've pronounced that correctly. I'm not too sure. And it's called You're the Voice. I hope you enjoy it, and it's an amazing track. Here we go.
Chance to turn the thing.
That was John Farnham there, and You're the Voice. Back to the show, basically. I'm still on basic PC maintenance, the two programs that I'm covering in basic PC maintenance today. And I'm now going to complete telling you about UniBlue Speed Up My PC. Now, when you go back to the system overview page, if you click on Privacy Files, and then make sure the Select All box is ticked, and then click Start Scan. Now, this may take a while, depending on how big your hard drive is and how many files it has to scan. It shouldn't take no more than 10 minutes or so. Could be longer if you have a terabyte, a 2.5 terabyte hard drive. So hopefully it will be quick. And then when it's finished, it will display all the files that will be cleaned from your system. And then at the bottom of the page that it switches to, if you're happy to do it, click the clean button to begin the cleaning process. It will then ask you, are you sure you want to continue cleaning? You click yes, and it will remove all these files from your system to your recycle bin. And then obviously you just empty your recycle bin, and it will tell you that the cleaning process is completed, and then all you can do is click your recycle bin. This gets rid of all privacy risks from your computer, files that probably pose privacy risks on your computer, like temporary files, internet cookies, and things like that. It will remove those to your recycle bin so you can delete them from there. And then what I do, again, I go back to the system overview page, and I then go into junk files. Same process as privacy files. Make sure the select all box is ticked, so it scans every area. Again, it may take a few minutes to scan your hard drive, depending on the size of it. It will then display again all the files that will be cleaned from the system, and then again click clean to begin this process, to begin the process of removing these junk files from your system. From there, it will tell you that the cleaning process is completed for this section, and again it will remove them to your recycle bin. I need to get my words out quicker. I do apologise to everybody listening. And then again, just empty your recycle bin and go ahead and do that. Then, after I've done all them scans and all those tweaks individually, I then go back to the system overview page and click start scan. Now, the reason for this is simple. Because you've already optimized your system, you won't have a lot to do when you click just I need to get my words out. I do apologize. I'm getting tongue-tied as we speak. You need to basically just click start scan, and then it will have less things to find, and then it will obviously optimize your memory, your internet connection. It will clean up your junk files and your privacy files. It analyzes them first, but make sure all the boxes are ticked before you click the scan, because I believe the internet optimization is never ticked, but the other three are. And then click optimize, and then click finish after the scan, and then basically it will remove all the files it's found to your recycle bin, so it's easy deletion off your system. basically, after the scan, what I normally do is click the X button to minimize it to the system tray. Once this is done, it will run in the background on your system tray by the clock in the corner. Basically, that's all I have for basic PC maintenance, and I'm going to go into iTunes now after this track, and this is The Cutting Crew and I Died in Your Arms Tonight. Hope you enjoy this song. That was The Cutting Crew there and Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. I'm going to cover again iTunes very, very, very quickly from show two, just to because the audio was so bad and we were still trying to make changes and try and sort the problem out. Basically, you download iTunes from www.apple.com and it's iTunes 9 that is available for download for when for your iPod or even your iPhone nowadays. Whenever you add your new music or videos to iTunes, it's all organized into categories on the left hand side under library. I normally put all my music and my videos that I'm going to put on my iPod or my iPhone into the My Music folder and the My Videos folder. I don't know whether that's available on the Vista version. I'm not too sure, but I know the My Music folder is. And what I do when importing my any of these, I go to File, Add Folder to Library, and I then find the folder that everything is in. I then click on it, click OK, and then it automatically goes into my iTunes library. To sync your iPhone or your iPod, you just connect it up to your PC via the USB cable provided when you purchase your new iPod or iPhone. iPhone users will be aware that to activate your iPhone, it has to be connected via iTunes when you first take it home. But as I stated in the show, as I stated in show two, sorry, if you have a very nice shop assistant at the mobile phone store that you visit, you can ask them to do it there and then, and they should do it for free for you. So hopefully that will all work out. And then basically it should automatically sync when you connect it, so it should automatically sync up the libraries then and there. But you do have to remember that the iPods and the iPhones do have limited disk space. So I think the lowest for the iPod is 2 gig and the highest for the iPod is 120. Here in the UK, the iPhone is available in 16 gig 3GS and 32 gig 3GS. I don't know about America, I'm not too sure, I haven't looked into that. Now, basically, I hope that helps. If it doesn't, please email your questions to me at david@pctechradio.com and I will endeavour to answer all your questions and all your emails personally, and we'll try to help where and when I can. We also want your email for your feedback on the show. It would be very much appreciated, and again, we will read them out on the show when we have a chance. Basically, I hope that helped. If you want further information, Apple have superb video help on their website for any problems you have with iTunes, your iPhone, or your iPod. It's absolutely second to none. Can't fault it. It will tell you exactly what you need to know. I'm only telling you the basics so that you can get a gist of what you need to do. Now, I'm going to play a song now. A lot of people will think this is corny, but I think this is a really good song by A Flock of Seagulls, and it's called I Ran. this track, we're going to be going straight into the music review section of for the first time on here on PC Tech Radio. And the albums I'm going to be reviewing today are Kiss and Tell by Selena Gomez and The Scene, and Time of Our Lives by Miley Cyrus. That was a flock of seagulls there, and their song "I Ran." I just think that's an amazing tune, and a lot of my friends are probably screaming at their speakers right now or at their headphones, saying, "What are you talking about?" Now, we did say we're going to be reviewing some albums. Now, the first two ever to be under review here at PC Tech Radio is Selena Gomez and The Scene, and their new album "Kiss and Tell." Now, I believe this is an amazing album, and people are going to probably scream at me again, but I already have three favourite tracks off this. I'm going to play you one of my tracks, and then I'm going to let you know where you can get the album from, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on the album, and then I would like your feedback on this. Remember, for this section, when we do this section in the show, it's musicreview@pctechradio.com. Give me your feedback. I want to hear it. I want to see what you think of this album. And I have already got three favourite tracks off this album. And again, I will let you know where you can purchase this album from and how much it costs. So here is the single off Kiss and Tell. This is Naturally, and this is Selena Gomez and The Scene. And here it is for you now, Naturally.
How you choose to express yourself, it's all your own, and I can tell it comes naturally. It comes naturally.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. That was Selena Gomez and The Scene and Naturally Now. This is the first music review for PC Tech Radio here at the show. Now, I'm quite nervous in doing this because we're not music professionals. We're not official music reviewers. But at the end of the day, I think this is an absolutely awesome album. There's a few tracks that will tug at the heartstrings. Some of the tracks you can relate to in your personal life, but as I have stated, I've got three favourite tracks off this album, and that is Kiss and Tell, because I just like the rocky beat to it. It's quite within my taste. Falling Down, again, awesome track. Can't beat it. And again, Naturally, which I've already stated, I think is an awesome dance tune. I'm really waiting for someone to do a remix of that and give it more of a club vibe. Selena, if you're listening to this podcast, I do apologise, but you know, I hope I've done you justice and things. So basically, I think this is an awesome album. It's available at play.com for £8.95. It's also available at HMV.com for £9.99, so I'm assuming it's the same price in store. The cheapest I've found it, which is where I purchased it, was iTunes for £7.99. And my thoughts on this album is it's an amazing album, and if you like Selena Gomez in any of her films or movies or her TV shows, you'll love this album. I believe it's an awesome piece of work, and she's definitely put some good hard work into it. And I just think it's an absolutely wicked album, and for the price of £7.99, it's well worth having on your iPod. Now, quick one for everybody. Again, yes, I would love to be able to have Selena Gomez, Vanessa Hudgens, Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus in the studio to give him an interview, but I think I would be more nervous than anything. And as I've already stated from the email, because I just received another email while that was playing through, and I know it's a quick review of the album, but you can always make up your own mind. I don't think we would be able to get any of those artists in to do an interview, because at the end of the day, we're only a small operation here at PC Tech Radio. We're not any formal TV show or any formal music review station. We're primarily based around PC advice. So we do want your feedback though on what you think of the album. So anything in our music review section, please address all your emails to musicreview@pctechradio.com. And again, we do want your feedback on the show, so please address all of your emails to the relevant emails on the Facebook group, which are on our wall, or you can contact us directly through Facebook to let us know what you think of the show. I know it's been heavily music orientated today. It's because I'm on my own, and I just want to play some decent tunes, and I didn't have much to talk through today, so I just thought I'd fill it out with some decent music. Now, the next artist under review is Miley Cyrus and Time of Our Lives. Now, I'm going to play what I think is... we did say in the last show we think this is the number one single in the US. I know it's within the top 10, I believe. But I just think this is an awesome track off the album. And this is Party in the USA. Hope you like it.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. up in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls on around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the lit up. I guess I never got the memo.
Miley Cyrus there and Party in the USA. Now, her album is available from play.com for $5.99 and hmv.com for $5.99. Again, iTunes coming out on top, showing at $4.99. So basically, I mean, Party in the USA off this album is my favourite track at the moment. I am still listening to it. I think this is a very, very good album, and it shows Miley's skill as a vocal artist. Again, I'm not kissing up. I'm just speaking my mind, and my friends are probably tearing out their hair and pulling their speakers off the wall and dragging their headphones out of their ears due to the fact that my music taste is all over the place. I do like a bit of country. I primarily like reggae music, but again, for this review, I think this album, I think Miley is definitely coming to her own as a solo artist. Now, the albums that we've got up for review in the next show is Back to Tennessee from Billy Ray Cyrus and the three tracks from Matt Round, which I didn't have a chance to play today due to time restraint. Matt, I do apologise, but for the next show I will do music review and definitely play all three of your tracks because I just think they're awesome. And guys, keep the emails coming to us. All the contact information is on our Facebook group. Also, if you get a chance, don't forget there has been a change to the schedule. Vishal is very busy with his uni work, so won't be in for the next show, which will be the intro show for Ash, who will be here to talk about Mac and Linux and the difference between PC and Linux and things like that. I'm not really up on the Mac at the moment, so basically, hopefully, I'm going to get to learn a little bit when Ash is here and hopefully go through a few things with him about Linux that I want to know if they're true or not. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's show. Hopefully it's not been too music orientated, but I just wanted to bring across those basic PC maintenance tips and talk about iTunes again, which I was asked to do. And again, to the person who sent me the email, I don't want to give out names for people if they don't want to do that, so I'm going to respect this person's wishes, but I will attempt to try and get the artists that we put under review in for interview, whether they're famous or whether they're just starting out. So basically, hopefully, we can get some good responses from this show. And again, the album Kiss and Tell is available at play.com for $8.95, from hmv.com for $9.99, and again, iTunes coming out the cheapest at £7.99. You all know my thoughts on that. I have three favourites off that album at the moment. So hopefully I've done a review some justice. And again, Miley Cyrus's album, Time of Our Lives, Party in the USA, my favourite track off that album at the moment. Available at play.com for $5.99, hmv.com for $5.99. Again, iTunes coming out on top at $4.99. Now, if you have an iPod and you want to put these albums on, go to your iTunes store and purchase them, and then put them straight on, because I'll tell you what, it's worth it for the price. Now, I'm going to log off. This is Simple Minds and Don't Forget About Me. And I just think this is a classic 80s track. And again, if you've ever watched The Breakfast Club, you'll know what this track is all about. So, peace, and I'm logging off. And see you in show 5, when it's going to be Mac versus PC with the Mac Daddy Ash and me in the studio, giving it large, basically talking about Linux and Apple Macs and what it's all about, basically. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's show, and hopefully our audio levels have been okay. And Matt, if you're listening to this one, I will review all three of your tracks on the next show, and then show 6, as this is show 4, will be the dreaded VLC versus Jet Audio debate with me and Vishal. Hopefully we can get a co-host in on that as well. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to try and get our other co-host, Roger Wingate, in to give us some background on his PC experiences and stuff like that. And we'll get him in every now and again to answer your general PC questions. So here we are. This is Simple Minds, Don't Forget About Me, from The Breakfast Club. And hope you've hope you've enjoyed today's show. And see you soon. Shout out to everybody on the Facebook group. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening to today's show. Hope you all enjoy it. Shout out to my brothers and my brother and my sisters. Hope you all enjoy it too. Hope this wasn't too music orientated for you, and see you on show 5 when we've got our new co-host Ash in the building. So see you then. Peace.